This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, 12-time All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, Aaron Wren of The American Conservative, and others for the 2024 Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, July 12th and 13th in Chicago. issuesetc.org.
In the case of the president, do you get a sense that his regular attendance and adherence to the faith resonates with American Catholics?
There is a phrase, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
We are entering a post-Christian era. We are not going to be able to live off of the inheritance of a Christianity that is being rejected and is being slewed off right now.
There were specific strategies that the church used in many churches to grow the congregations that focused less on discipleship and biblical fidelity and even biblical literacy. And I think that that has produced a large amount of people in our churches that might not even really be Christians.
Easter is a time of triumph and joy. Easter is a time when we can rejoice together that Jesus has conquered death by his death.
I love listening to issues, etc., while riding my bike on the street of Beijing, China.
Well, I think it's safe to say that President Trump's recent abortion policy video, released on his social media platform, is getting mixed reviews. His detractors on the left are calling him a liar. They're saying he's just doing this for political expediency. There are people on the right who are saying the same thing. Pro-lifers feel, well, somewhat betrayed, although the president made sounds about this some months ago after the passage of the Dobbs decision in the U.S. Supreme Court. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Tuesday afternoon, the 9th of April. We'll be talking with Marilyn Musgrave, Vice President of Government Affairs at Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. Pastor Tom Baker will join us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus Calling Matthew. Then in the next hour, we'll replay an interview with Dr. Denny Burke of Boyce College on Rick Warren, Female Pastors, and the Southern Baptist Convention. Marilyn Musgrave is Vice President of Government Affairs at Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, based in Washington, D.C. She formerly served in the Colorado House and Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. Marilyn, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Before we discuss President Trump's recent abortion policy video, tell us about President Trump's record on abortion during his four-year term in the White House.
Well, it was absolutely amazing. You know, when Roe v. Wade decision was made, many of the pundits said nobody would be talking about it, you know, after a short period of time. Well, oh my goodness, we've been talking about it. And, you know, I've witnessed people going to the March for Life for so many years, so many faithful pro-life people really remembering that dark day in our history. And it was under President Trump that finally we had a Supreme Court who ultimately ruled that Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional. Oh, ye of little faith, Marilyn, I never really thought I would see it in my lifetime. So what an incredible job President Trump did in nominating and standing by his judicial picks. And boy, did they ever have attacks. People outside their homes, they're afraid for their children and their families, these justices, and I mean the left went after him like nothing we've ever seen in our history before. But Trump kept his promises that he would nominate pro-life justices, and he did. And that's why we got Roe v. Wade overturned, a great day for our nation. So I will be forever grateful for that. He reenacted Mexico City policy. We didn't export abortion under his watch, and he expanded Mexico City policy. So not only did organizations that referred or performed abortions not get our tax dollars, neither did others that were associated with that. And so he did a great job as president on life. actually spoke at the March for Life, which was a very important day in our history. No president had ever done that before. So God bless him for all the pro-life work that he did as president of the United States.
Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of your organization, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, had this to say about President Trump's recent abortion policy video, quote, "We are deeply disappointed in President Trump's position. Unborn children and their mothers deserve national protections and national advocacy from the brutality of the abortion industry. The Dobbs decision clearly allows both states and Congress to act." What are your thoughts there?
Well, of course, Marjorie is right on. I saw this video very, very early in the morning, and I must say that I was devastated by his remarks. And, you know, I really don't even understand the political calculus there. Who is happy? Pro-life people, why would they be happy when, you know, the former president says it should just be returned to the states? So I live in the great state of Colorado, which unfortunately has become so pro-abortion. It's just jaw-dropping. So if a child is conceived in Colorado, say, other, you know, maybe another child conceived in Louisiana, is the value of that child in a pro-abortion state any less than the value of that precious child that was conceived in a pro-life state that has protections in place? Geography should not determine whether or not unborn children are protected. And so we have Washington, D.C. and six other states that have abortion on demand, no protections from conception to birth. And then we have other pro-life states, many pro-life states that have enacted these great laws. But I'm telling you, states like Illinois, Colorado, New York, California, they're really going to set the abortion policy for the entire country unless we have federal standards protecting life. In my state of Colorado, under Governor Polis and a Democratic Senate and House, you know, they're advertising for women to come to the state of Colorado to get their abortion. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, had billboards put up in pro-life states so egregious, even with scripture on them, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," telling women in pro-life states to come to California to get their abortion. We need a federal standard in protecting life. Protecting the unborn child is the human rights issue of our day.
Here is President Trump, the first part of his abortion policy video, talking about legislation in Alabama regarding in vitro fertilization.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, they're beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life.
What are your thoughts there, Marilyn?
Well, so much of what he said was so right on and so beautiful. What the president didn't do, former president didn't do, was delve into the real story in Alabama, whereas the legislature acted very hastily and removed all civil and criminal liability from fertility clinics. And we know that these families that are desperately seeking to have children, as President Trump said, one of the greatest joys in life, they also need the ability to have these legal protections when they go through the process at these fertility clinics. And I really appreciate what the president said about where Republican stands on the family. And we know that in healthy families, children thrive. We know that it's good for the country when we have healthy families, the most basic unit. And, you know, we will support families. And I will say to you, too, that I want people to know that the pro-life movement has a very compassionate attitude towards women and girls that find themselves in very difficult circumstances. And the pro-life movement has over nearly 3,000 pregnancy resource centers around the country that are there in a very non-judgmental, loving way to help women and girls that find themselves in these crises. And we want to be there for women so they'll have real choice, so they'll have the support that they need, and we should be working to even increase that support as we want to be compassionate towards mother and child and families.
Here is former President Trump reflecting on the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
Marilyn, your thoughts?
Well, we know that 7 out of 10 Americans, when polled, oppose late-term abortion. So President Trump is very accurate in describing the barbaric taking of a life. We know that these unborn babies need protection. And how moving when you talk about a child born alive after a failed abortion and not receiving medical care. It is so heartless. It is barbaric. And the president's comments on that were right on.
So here is the section of his video that many pro-lifers found most disturbing.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
What concerns you about the president's comments there?
Well, of course, if it's back to the states, again, the geography of where the child is conceived can make the difference of whether it lives or dies. You know, my state of Colorado is so pro-abortion, as is Illinois and New York, California, Washington, D.C. Oh, my goodness. We need a national minimum standard in protecting life. And also, you know, the Democrats have proposed in Congress the worst named bill ever, Women's Health Protection Act, which the Republicans called Abortion Up to the Moment of Birth Act, that would nationalize abortion. And in states like Alabama, Louisiana, they would do away with all pro-life laws. There would be a federal mandate for abortion funded by taxpayers. So, my goodness, the other side sees a national role, and I think it's very reasonable when we know that 70% of people oppose late-term abortion. I think we need at least a federal minimum standard of 15 weeks, limiting abortion after 15 weeks at the point in the pregnancy that the unborn child can feel excruciating pain. It's very reasonable to have a federal standard in regard to this human rights issue of our day. And if we leave it to the states that are pro-abortion will be setting the policy for the whole country. And the Democrats in Congress would overrule any state law that would protect life. So we're really at a crossroads here. We knew at Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America that if we got a decision, praise God, a good decision in Dobbs, that the real work would begin then. And we are working very hard for a national minimum standard, with states being allowed to go much further in protecting life, to protect children all over this country. And we want to be there with compassion and help for the mothers of these babies, for the families.
Marilyn Musgrave is our guest. We're getting a response to President Trump's recent video on abortion and in vitro fertilization. When we come back, the conclusion of President Trump's video.
This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, 12-time All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, Aaron Wren of the American Conservative, and others for the 2024 Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, July 12th and 13th in Chicago. issuesetc.org.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about President Trump's recent video on abortion and in vitro fertilization. Marilyn Musgrave of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America is our guest. Marilyn, here is how the president concluded his short address on abortion.
I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to to save our country, which is currently and very sadly a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together.
What should we note about that, Marilyn?
Well, the thing that stands out to me is the gratitude towards these justices for these justices' actions, and I would say a hearty amen to that. Talk about courage and really doing just exactly what someone who believes in the Constitution needed to do. So what a moment in history for those justices, and again for President Trump and nominating them, and Mitch McConnell and so many others that worked so very hard to see that they were members of the Supreme Court. I will say again that the Back to the States stand, I believe, is wrong. When you think about the preciousness of the unborn child created in God's image, again, geography should not determine whether or not that unborn child has protections. So we are for a federal minimum standard. I'm so grateful for what President Trump did during his tenure for life, and I'm hopeful that as we work towards a federal minimum standard, that he will be there with us. It was very clear that Dobbs' decision returned this issue to the people and their elected representatives, both at the federal and the state level. Kavanaugh's concurring opinion emphasized that again. And it's so important for our country at this time that we get in line with the civilized world and offer protections for unborn children, no matter where they live.
Marilyn, a lot of people have talked about the political expediency of Trump's statement, and it strikes me that if President Lincoln would have simply said, slavery is a state's issue and let the states decide for themselves, we probably could have avoided a civil war, but we would likely have extended slavery for decades, if not longer. What are your thoughts?
Many people have made that analogy, and when you look at something that is morally wrong, I believe it's our obligation, again, no matter where we live, to stand up against something that is wrong. Science is on our side. We know that at 15 weeks, that little faithful heart is beating. We know that that unborn child can feel pain. Clear back when I was in high school, you know, we were told that it was a blob of tissue. You know, you can just take care of this problem. We know very well now that that little faithful heart is beating, that the organs are developed. It can, you know, it has movements in the womb that are so beautifully watched in an ultrasound. We know that that little unborn child deserves protection. And again, in our great nation, we need to be sure that we are on the side of life. And I am devastated by what President Trump said, but I'm very hopeful that he will, again, show pro-life leadership and support at least a minimum standard in protecting life in our country.
Finally, if you had a moment or two to speak with former President Trump about his recent remarks, what would you say to him?
I would say we're very grateful for all you've done in the past for life. And we are hopeful that we can work together for a 15-week abortion limitation or a 6-week limitation, that we can move closer. We know that we want to end all abortion, but we can move closer to protecting life with a national consensus, which is ending late-term abortion.
Marilyn Musgrave is Vice President of Government Affairs at Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, based in Washington, D.C. She formerly served in the Colorado House and Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. You'll find a link to Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Marilyn, thank you.
You're very welcome. So good to be with you.
When we come back on this Tuesday, April the 9th, we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel on Jesus Calling Matthew.
The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April is a collection of more than 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas. It's titled A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols at issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month, A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols.
Join Lutherans for Life at the For Such a Time as This Lutheran Adoption Conference, April 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Enjoy the testimony and talents of Dove Award-winning musician and adoptee Mark Schultz. Discover expert information and exciting opportunities, and experience the fellowship and celebration. The 2024 Lutheran Adoption Conference, April 10th and 11th in Houston. Find out more and register at lutheransforlife.org/conferences.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
At Memoria Press, the Simply Classical curriculum is specifically designed for students with significant learning challenges. This complete program includes everything you need for a school, self-contained classroom, tutoring, or homeschool to make a classical Christian education accessible for any child. To learn more, visit us at simplyclassical.com and use the coupon code LPR24 at checkout. Simply Classical, a beautiful education for any child.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod cares deeply for those who protect our nation. Are you or a loved one currently serving? Ministry to the Armed Forces would like to help. We provide devotional literature to encourage faith. Send your mailing address to lcmschaps@lcms.org or call us at 314-996-1337. Those in uniform are comforted with Psalm 28. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me.